Okay. Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Now, it's 8:35. We are just how we ended late, that's why I start a bit late. It's supposed to be our morning puja, morning chanting. Then we'll do some sharing, maybe not the reflection, we'll do some sharing. Okay. Get hold of your chanting book. The retreat version, we'll do the morning chanting. Okay, morning chanting, page 4, oh sorry, page 5. Let us do our salutation first. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā Buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Suvakāto bhagavata dhammo Dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi. Okay. We'll let Eng be lead the morning chanting. Ready? Come. We can start.
To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teachings so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the fully enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the fully enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one,
the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy. In this world, he is gods and human. He is a scientist. He has by deep insight revealed the truth.
He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the
spiritual law. Retreat in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded
is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and now, beyond time, beyond thought, investigation, leading inward to the heart, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching.
I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct,
who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four pair, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect.
They give occasion for
incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise
to this Sangha.
I bow my head to this Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion,
possessing the clear sight of wisdom,
destroyer of worldly
self-corruption, devotedly indeed the Buddha I revered. The teaching of the Lord, like a lamp,
illuminating the path and its fruits and deathless.
That which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revered.
The Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized
peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned,
devotedly indeed the Sangha I revered.
Yet they say, Sian Suti made,
do that which is. Perfectly awakened being, purifying the way. leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. We know this. Birth is suffering.
Sickness, disease is suffering.
And death is suffering.
Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering.
Association with the dislike is suffering.
Separation from one's loved one and our possession is suffering.
Not attaining one's wishes is suffering.
In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering.
These are as follows.
Identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this,
the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently
instructed his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed,
the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent,
perception is impermanent, mental formation is impermanent, consciousness is impermanent.
The body is non-self, feeling is non-self,
perception is non-self, mental formation are non-self,
consciousness is non-self,
all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. There is no self
in the condition and in the unconditioned.
All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness, and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair.
Bound by suffering and obstructed
by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering.
The Blessed One, who long ago
attained Parinibbana in our refuge, so too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice
bring us to the end of
every kind of suffering. Okay, we will do the closing homage. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, thank you. I think the battery need to be changed, you know.